If anyone wondered about where their tax dollars go, how a municipality operates, and what interesting things go on behind the scenes of everyday living, then Tay Township has a document that may be of interest. At the recent Committee of the Whole meeting, a 2024 Capital Summaries report was presented by General Manager of Operational Services and Engineering Manager Sean Berrio, who explained that the report might not be as dry as it sounded. "The intent here is just to point out where council is putting the user fee and the taxpayer's money," said Berrio. "It's just a summary of what projects we've done in the year. The listing of 11 undertaken and completed project summaries included project scopes, timelines, budgets and accomplishments. Detailed cost breakdowns appear beside explanations written in a manner digestible for the common resident. Before and after photos also accompanied work in progress shots, displaying a visual rationale for the projects. One example included the water main replacement program, where a corroded cast iron pipe was shown beside a corrosion-free PVC pipe. The report was well received by Deputy Mayor Barry Norris, who suggested that it be shown within a prominent location on the township website for residents to see. Also praising the report was Count Paul Raymond, who had a question for Berrio regarding funding streams to assist with Phase 2 of the Victoria Harbour Wastewater Treatment Plant, budgeted at $27 million but having received tender bids ranging near $48 million last year. Raymond asked whether the government would possibly entertain helping us out on this project, or do we just keep pushing the items off, incurring some costs on an annual basis? "It'd be really good if we could get some government involvement in a short order like they have in other locations," Raymond added. "I just feel like we're being dropped off here." Berrio replied that township staff had applied for two provincial grant streams but were unsuccessful. "Maybe it wasn't the right stream for the plant expansion. The health and safety stream may be the better stream. Infiltration played a role in the challenges faced with the water system of Victoria Harbour," according to Berrio. "It's an expensive project, so it's not that we can just do an alternative that's a third of the cost," said Berrio. "Our flows go up 1.5 to 2 times with infiltration, whether it's downspouts in the sanitary sewer and all that. That's what takes up our capacity." He stated that the township was taking a two-prong approach of applying for government grants at the forefront while attempting to eliminate infiltration in the background. "If our systems were tight and residents weren't putting their downspouts and that into the sanitary system, we wouldn't be in this predicament right now. But that's a long-term fix," he added. An incentive to Tay Township property owners on the water and/or wastewater system was provided by the municipality if those users would disconnect downspouts or sump pumps from the sanitary system and adhere to building department guidelines and permits. Applications for a rebate of up to $250 in savings can be found on the township website or by contacting the municipal office for further information. The 2024 Capital Summaries Report can be found in the agenda page on the Tay Township website. Tay Council meets for Committee of the Whole meetings every second Wednesday of the month, and regular council meetings every fourth Wednesday of the month. Archives and live streams of council meetings are available through the Tay Township YouTube channel.